From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. New warnings today about the potential danger of eating fish caught in this country's rivers and streams. The Environmental Protection Agency reports an increase in the number of lakes and waterways where fish are contaminated with toxins such as mercury. But, as NPR's Allison Aubrey reports, that doesn't mean that pollution is getting worse.
Gradually, over the course of the last decade and a half, 48 states have issued advisories, warning anglers to eat no more than a few meals a month from the fish they catch. 30 of those are statewide advisories. New to this category is the fly fishing mecca of Montana, made famous in the movie A River Runs Through It. The popular fishing destinations of Washington and Wisconsin are also on the list. These additions should not be alarming, says EPA Administrator Mike Leavitt. He explains the advisories don't indicate that pollution is on the rise. They simply mean that more states are testing fish for contamination, particularly for concentrations of mercury.
This means that there's an appropriate concern about mercury and that we're monitoring more and more waters. But the good news is that mercury emissions from human sources are going dramatically down, over 44% in the last 10 years.
Most of the remaining emissions come from power plants. There are efforts to reduce this pollution, but in the meantime, Washington State toxicologist Dave McBride says it's better to play it safe. His state is relying on the latest studies that suggest that children born to women who eat a lot of mercury-contaminated fish during pregnancy are vulnerable to developmental delays.
We don't want to scare people away from eating fish, because fish is a great source of a variety of nutrients, including the omega-3 fatty acids. But we do want to push people away from fish that we know have contaminants, such as mercury.
As a rule of thumb, larger fish at the top of the food chain, such as bass, contain the highest levels of mercury. So when people show up to get a fishing license in Washington state, they're given a regulation guide warning them to limit consumption. McBride says anglers are also advised that smaller fish, such as perch and sunfish, are cleaner, less contaminated. It's a lot of information for the recreational fishermen to take in, especially given that each state comes up with its own methods for developing advisories. Gordon Robertson is with the American Sports Fishing Association.
Well, there's no question to us that sport anglers find the various advisories as they relate to mercury confusing.
Adding to the confusion is the fact that two different federal agencies oversee mercury regulations. The Food and Drug Administration sets safe mercury levels for store-bought fish. The EPA recommends the levels for fish caught by recreational anglers. But the EPA standard is four times higher than the FDA's.
I'm not prepared to say that FDA's or EPA's is right or wrong, but there's certainly a disparity and an argument about that particular point of how much mercury is too much mercury.
Today's fish advisory update may create more confusion for Americans interested in safely eating the fish they catch, but the data will also serve as additional evidence in the fight to reduce mercury pollution. The EPA is expected to issue a new rule in the coming months targeting power plants, the single largest remaining contributor of mercury. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.